It was a real expedition because we were 13 people, most of them pygmies, one white man, myself. You know, we were like an epic voyage out there. Every day you have to find food for 13 people. You have to keep everyone healthy. You have to be the mother, the father, the coach, everybody for all these guys.
What did your team of local people think of you?
Well, you know, okay, this guy wants to hire us to walk across the forest for a year. Sure, we'll do it, you know. I don't think they ever quite understood exactly why we were doing it, and they certainly got depressed after 3 or 4 months out on the trail. So I had to switch teams about halfway through because those guys were just burned out, basically. At one point, we were in this very small village on a footpath that we were crossing, and I told these guys, do not drink the water, do not drink the water, because there's hepatitis in this village. And sure enough, one of the pygmies gets hepatitis like probably 2 or 3 weeks later. And the first reaction of those guys to something like that is to scarify them with razor blades and bleed them, you know, to get the bad blood out. And so here we've got this highly infectious guy who all of a sudden everybody's touching his blood. And I just had these nightmares of the whole crew getting hepatitis. And we had to carry that guy for about 7 days to get him to a river where we could actually get a dugout canoe to get him out. But he lived. It was hard, but we didn't lose a single person. And, you know, it was an expedition of a lifetime for sure.
Was it all worth it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I always look at these things as, what do we get for real on the ground rather than, you know, publicity or education or something like that? I always say, okay, did we get a protected area? Did we change policy? Did we do something tangible? And in this case, we got 13 national parks in Gabon, totaling over 10 million acres. And those parks are still very much protected and real. And logging, just like I thought, has completely surrounded every single one of those parks in the interim. So if we didn't do it when we did it, none of that forest would have been saved from logging.
And it's logging for hardwoods or?
Yeah, all that wood is cut for export market, and it goes primarily to Asia, Europe, and the United States.
In case people can't tell from the background sounds, I'm speaking with you outdoors on the grounds of the Missouri Botanical Garden, where you camped out overnight. Why did you do that instead of staying in a hotel?
Well, because hotels give me the eebie-jeebies. You know, after the mega transect, I rented an apartment in Washington, D.C. because I was going to write up my, you know, work there. And I hadn't been, obviously, in a bed for a year and a half. And I spent one night in this apartment, and I immediately just fled, you know, and I went to Rock Creek Park, which is the big national park in the middle of Washington, D.C., and it was like, oh my God, you know, this is perfect. This is beautiful. I can sleep outside. The birds are here. There's deer. There's trees. You know, it's forest cover, and I thought, you know, why would I ever want to live inside?